Jesus Christ, King of endless glory. The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jacob was the father of Joseph, the husband of Mary. Of her was born Jesus, who is called the Christ. Now this is how the birth of Jesus Christ came about. When his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found with child through the Holy Spirit. Joseph, her husband, since he was a righteous man, yet unwilling to expose her to shame, decided to divorce her quietly. Such was his intention when, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary, your wife, into your home. For it is through the Holy Spirit that this child has been conceived in her. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins. When Joseph awoke, he did as the angel of the Lord had commanded him, and took his wife into his home. The Gospel of the Lord. There are many ways to celebrate this great solemnity of the man God the Father chose to raise his son according to his humanity and to care for the mother he chose for that son and that son chose for us. Generally, I like with him and all the other saints to focus on his virtues, since we're ultimately called to seek to imitate him to the measure we can within our circumstances, to emulate, for example, St. Joseph's righteousness as being right with God, his faith, the faith compared to Abraham, today's second reading, his obedience as he obeyed the angel three times in a dream, his chaste love, showing that love can be absolutely passionate without any eros, humility, his diligence, his contemplation. These are what Christian piety have pondered for centuries about St. Joseph's life on earth. Today, however, I wanted to do something different and to focus on how Christians throughout the centuries have turned to St. Joseph in prayer, how they have pondered not so much his life on earth, which we could contemplate, but his life in heaven. St. Joseph is the patron of so many important aspects of human life. Sometimes the unofficial patronage of saints for particular groups of people or situations can be a little comical. St. Clare is the patron saint of television, because 700 years before TV, she was granted while on her deathbed the ability to see the Mass broadcast on her wall. St. Joseph Cupertino, 350 years before the Wright brothers, 400 years before the Apollo Project, is named the patron saint of aviators and astronauts because of his capacity for levitation. St. Lawrence is the patron saint of comedians, chefs, and firefighters because of his being martyred on a gridiron, saying to the executioners, "Asum est versa et manduca," this side is cooked, turn over, and chew. There's nothing ironic, however, about St. Joseph's patronage. So many aspects of his life are summarized by how Christians have used him as an intercessor in these ways. It would be good, therefore, for us to learn from Christians who have gone before us, some of the ways to relate to him in the way he seeks to care for us from his place at his foster son's eternal right side. Let's look at 12 of the most common aspects of his patronage. He's the patron of the church. Blessed Pius IX named him the patron of the church in 1870. He seeks to care for Christ's mystical body as we grow with the same solicitude with which he cared for Jesus according to his humanity. He was the protector of the domestic church and is therefore a fitting patron of the church as a whole to make us much more familial, not just to protect us from harm, but to protect from the outside, but to protect us on the inside from living the reality of the church in some short-sighted manner. He's the patron of fathers. St. Joseph shows all men how to care for their families, how to be responsible, just men. Today, in a special way, we can pray for all the dads of the babies whose lives you're trying to help save and grow. He's the patron saint of expectant moms. Just as he protected Mary, he seeks to defend women who are pregnant. He was not going to expose her to stoning. He worked so hard to find a place for her to give birth. We can ponder his manly tenderness in caring for her and all women in similar circumstances. He's the patron against doubt and hesitation. He clearly had his concerns when Mary returned from caring for her cousin Elizabeth, very much pregnant. He pondered what this could mean for her and for him. He gets what it's like to struggle with accepting aspects of the faith that surpass human understanding, so that we can turn to him in similar complexity. He's the patron of the unborn. He defended Jesus against the homicidal wiles of Herod, obeying the angel to flee with him and Mary to Egypt. Similar way, we turn to him and ask for his protection on all young children whose lives are threatened, particularly those threatened by abortionists, by Herods in white coats. He's the patron saint of workers. St. Joseph shows us all how to work for and together with Jesus, centered on him who works still at our side. He's the patron of carpenters, who's a tecton, the combination today of a construction worker, a cabinet maker, an engineer, and a carpenter. How many so easily identify with him in these professions? One of my spiritual directees, who's a former consecrated woman but now dating someone in Ohio, was talking to me about her boyfriend, who seems like a really wonderful guy. He's a carpenter and a very hard-working one, cares for his parents very well, etc., pious and the rest. But my spiritual directee was wondering a little bit about conversations with him, that he's not necessarily at the same intellectual level, or at least level of intellectual curiosity, that she would have about pondering theological mysteries and the rest. And I just asked, would you marry St. Joseph? She thought about it for a while, and she says, yes, I think I would. Then I said, stop complaining. He's the patron of employment. When he left Nazareth to go to Bethlehem, he needed to find work. Likewise, when he fled to Egypt, he was once again on the unemployment line, needing to find a job. When he returned to Nazareth, he needed to start his business again from scratch. That's why he gives hope to all those looking for work. He's the patron of immigrants. People on the move as migrants and refugees are often filled with various fears. Fears about how they'll be accepted, fears about whether they'll find a decent place, fears about whether they'll find something to do to support themselves. St. Joseph, similarly, was an immigrant to Egypt, and with Mary and Jesus experienced these transitions, making him someone who understands their pressures and fears. He's the patron of pilgrims. He's been invoked as the patron of pilgrims to the Holy Land as they traveled to Nazareth, to Bethlehem, up to Jerusalem, and more. This has led to his becoming, more generally, the patron of all religious journeys. He's the patron of house sellers and buyers, which is perhaps the most curious one because of the superstition of burying poor St. Joseph upside down in the backyard. But why? Because he himself was a builder for his own family and for others. He's invoked to help other families find or sell houses because he was in the house business. Finally, he's the patron of a happy death. His death was, Christian tradition presumes, surrounded by Jesus and Mary. And for that reason, he is the go-to saint to help us prepare for eternity, surrounded by the one who died to open the gates of heaven, and the one to whom we turn to pray for us at the hour of our death. Today at this Mass, in a special way, we pray for Phyllis Gini, the grandmother of the former Sister Philomena, Karen, who died an hour and a half ago. Karen was praying very hard because her grandmother was suffering so much at the end of her life for happy death on the feast of St. Joseph. And wouldn't you know, in New Zealand, literally between 11 and 12 p.m., 11 p.m. and midnight, through St. Joseph's prayers, his foster son finally came for her grandmother. We pray similarly for a good death through his help. If I were able to be Pope for a nanosecond, I would propose one more way that St. Joseph could serve as a patron. It would be as the patron of most chaste love, helping men, especially priests, learn how to look at others with purity and piety, and learn how to protect the chastity of others as he protected Mary's virginity. In this pansexualist age, how much we need him under that title. Today, as we celebrate with Mary, Jesus, and the whole communion of saints, the feast of this just man and our great patron under so many titles, we do so mindful of the ancient aphorism placed on so many statues and altars dedicated to him. Ite ad Yosef, based on the words of Pharaoh to the Egyptians, to go to Joseph when they were in need because of famine. We have so many needs even greater than our hunger, and we're called likewise to go to Jesus and to go to Joseph under each of these ways, asking him to assist the church at this time of trial, to protect dads and pregnant moms and unborn children, to help carpenters, workers, and the unemployed, to guide immigrants and pilgrims, to help those moving out or moving into houses, to build their lives on Christ, and to care for all those preparing for death, to do so surrounded by Jesus and Mary. Since the 800s, St. Joseph has been called the Nutritor Domini, the nourisher of the Lord, because he was the one who worked to put food on the table for the Holy Family. Today, he leads us to this celestial table so that we might be fed with the greatest nourishment of all. As we prepare to receive the same Son he used to hold in his strong arms, as we prepare to be nourished by the divine child who in his humanity was nourished by St. Joseph's hard-working hands, let us ask Jesus to help us never cease to go to Joseph so that he might intercede for us and we might adore and receive Jesus here at Mass with similar sentiments to how he adored him in the manger at Bethlehem, at the carpenter's table in Nazareth. And so that through this type of life, we might come through the grace of a happy death to to adore that same Jesus with him, with Mary, with all the members of God's holy family in the domestic church of heaven. Saint Joseph, patron of the church, pray for us.